Baruch Hu Amen Hashemayim, as the Gemara in fact says. Ma'avram is also, so it says, Ma'avir Ma'al Pol Tov. So it says that Jesus forgives. Okay, listen, forget about it. I'm not going to get on my mind. That's the big makbid. Don't be makbid in him either. And it's like, he doesn't. You can't touch me. You can do me, you know. But look at him the same way, with the same microscope. So it's for us to be very careful in these matters. That's our tough, it's been a tough phrase as well, a very important difference. Later in our simical, but very, very important. First is Marshall, for the Baruch Hu Amen Hashemayim, as the Gemara in fact says. I'm Marvel on his also, so it says, my real mouth called Charles. So it says that Jesus forgives. Okay, listen, forget about it. I'm not going to get on my mind. That's the big Makbid. Don't be makbid in him either. And it's like, he doesn't. You can't touch me. But look at him the same way, with the same microscope. So it's for us to be very careful in these matters. That's our tough, it's been a tough phrase as well, a very important thing. Later in our Shema talks about going to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, which is a minik kadmon. We don't make a bracha on it, but it's full of minik, a very old minik. Person can't go, take a shower. If I tell us, test Tisha Kala and Mayan, Zanim Mahan. Because the eager reason for this is the Shilas Ezra. Ezra was attacking the Bacteria to go to the Mitzvah. And although Butler had fun, Ezra, that's all you want for Yom Kippur. The Minig remains. So now even for the rest of the Son, they're going to be for the same reason. Yeah. So this is an important Minig and should be kept at all possible. Yeah. Erev Yom Kippur, aside from going to the mikveh, you have to, it already is in the afternoon, a bit of vidui and mincha. And vidui is a very important matter. You look at the city, you study it in advance. You know what the vidui means. Not just that I told you to say lip service. It's very important to know what everything means. So you should be able to understand what you're saying. Tafresh Tess talks about, Tosefet Yom HaKippur, that was the subject of my whole Shabbat. I'm going to go into all the prophets. Suffice to say that there's an Indian of being Moses Mikol Ola Kodesh, to add on extra time, if you're really speaking, really weekday, if you really make it into a Zman Kodesh. And since we follow the Minig Hazem, it comes up in Shabbat too, actually, Zmanim, the first parish, after the Yankee began in the ninth parish, I believe it is. You mentioned it one day, we learned the first few blad, it comes up a little bit. All meaning is to follow the grow. We call the grow the onin, the onin, aigon, furigon, taxes in the Rambam is that way, taxes in the rib, and maybe even the rush, and the also the other says that way. That soon as the sun sets beneath the rod, that's considered already been a sun. The after most of the Kolo Kodesh is before that. So some amount of time before the sun sets beneath the horizon, you have to conduct yourself Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Shabbos, as the case may be. How much time? Doesn't say. Some say there's no shear. It's the smallest amount above the before the sun sets. Others say there is a certain minimum amount of time. Now, as a practical matter, we don't sit by the west window and look for the sun to see beneath the horizon and say, okay, often, yeah, like today, you can't see the sun, or there's a building in the way, or something's in the way, or you're too high, or too low, it's not level. It's just basically impossible for us in most circumstances. You're sitting by the beach, and the sun is sitting on the sea level, see beneath the horizon, and then everything's, maybe you live in Tel Aviv or Netanya, you look out the window, you see how the sun, then you can talk about the sun, but except for that, in Los Angeles, right now, but in most places, it's very almost impossible to conduct yourself in that fashion. So what do? You follow the time schedule that are printed in the New York Times, says it every day, and there's an annual calendar from the Naval Observatory, giving out that good scroll, and they have now the new fancy ones, they have every, Borough Park has one, Washington Heights has one, Riverdale has one, even Lake Como has one now. If you go in, they get down to the minutes, et cetera, yes, or anywhere in the world, they'll give you they say in the chart, it cannot exact, can't by definition, it can't be accurate to the second. you offer a minister, you may offer more than a minister, maybe the right level, one or two ministers. It's always going to be a bargain. That's A. B, your watch is not always perfect. See, a check with CBS, you know, there's a second, there's a limit. So my opinion, I told us about Abbatim Shabbos, a very minimum of 5 minutes before the shir, out of bounds. You can't do malafa, you can't eat for your kippah, it's at least 5 minutes. My reasoning is, you put these two tanks back and together, so your watch and the table can count for 3 minutes, and then some possible say that the shir of the seventh Shabbos is 2 minutes. So the Shabbos is 2 minutes. Where they get it, how they get it, I thought the 2 minutes that won't take the set. Yeah, that's where it comes from. As the case may be, with some total of 5 minutes, absolute minimum, this is what it seems to go set for the Shabbos. You want to add more, something better, you should have 10 minutes, really, the truth is. But at least 5. Yeah. Well, I spoke about that a little bit on Shabbos Shuva, but I was always very big backwards. My Rebbe from our salvation also was very strict and captain, especially in Erev Shabbos and the Davin and the Mincha to be completely over before Shkia. He went as far as to say, and I found it printed in the name of a number of Spirits and Golas, that if a person davens Mincha late on Friday afternoon and it goes into the Shkia, then he is in violation of the mitzvah of the Raisa for Sefer Shabbos. And on the contrary, they asked his rabbi to tell him, don't daven Mincha. The Mekabel Shabbos early and Davin Ma'at twice. It's Minichas, the Rabbos. And so Sefer Shabbos is the right. That's what's printed. And the Rabbos, I don't know if he said it directly, but it sounds like it's going to fly that way. I also was very, very struck, and I remember, I told about it 13 years ago, when I gave a Shabbos Shuvah Rosh on this same topic, but I was fire. I said, you can't, you guys are coming in late, that you're about to listen to the right of the Sefer Shabbos, because you're down in Minichas too late. And plus, as the Mishnah Berurah used to say, in the Rav Shabbat, that Kabbalah was 10, I reign in the Kabbalah Shabbat, no one does it, and I used to say this Mishnah Berurah Shabbat, that used to be before Shkia in the old days, so they said that Omer would come in before this Mishnah Berurah, because it was before Shabbat, then it would be an Anach Minach, and then it would come in, other riots, and we don't do it anymore, and it's terrible. It was very hard for them at that time. That's my notes there, anyway. But I really said it that way, and some of my notes are so square, I don't believe I really said it, but this time I was, you know, as I'm getting a little bit older, I found a couple of svaros lahafal. I also got some drinks of my own. Number one, there are many posts in here, there's no din of Kabbalah b'peh. You don't have to have it, as long as you just de facto abstain from the lahafal for whatever amount of time, let's say 5 minutes, then you're in the time for the Shabbos. You know, you don't say everything in the Kabbalah Shabbos. That's a good consensus view, so look at that very, very carefully. And number two, as far as the mincha, so I found quoted in Shuvah Tegaonim, not just from a modern day Yukosim. Shuvah Tegaonim is an Igon, a Shiragon, and the Shuvah Tegaonim leak, they call it, one of his collections. And I saw it quoted in a modern paper where he said unbelievable things. But it's not a promise existence, it's just consumption and dollars. It existed 1,000 years ago, literally 1,000 years ago, something changed. Somebody came in late Friday afternoon. But they had the sun. So they were coming in with the sun, and it was davening mincha into the sun, and it was davening mincha. But they said the Gaonim, you know, it's not right, it's not right. But they said, if the person does it, as long as he stops before Shkia, he only goes, if the mincha continues into the Shkia, it's not so terrible. That's called in later, the reason that problem, as long as he stops before it's not. That was wonderful. How can that be? The whole mystery was not. I thought it was some kind of crazy thing. But the Gaonim say such a thing. So the male of Alabatim, I said, as long as you stop in there, Abadi should have to finish the speech before the speech. Sure. But if you start before, then it's not as bad as I thought, as I originally had thought. So the back of Kabbalah Shabbos, when they put their coffees away, when they drive up the shul. But I told them, they're going to come more than 5 minutes before. I don't want to let you in. Don't come. Don't come. Walk. If you're going to walk, the Davin is at home already. So I told him, finish. So these are some of the halachos of the Ephesus. Sir? Right, also not right. Mr. Brewer writes his confession, finished, minimum complete, so you have to cheer. But as long as you start it, there's already a ground in an earlier source. I just read the source, but maybe it's not so terrible. No, so that's what the Pesukim say. Very good question. Oh, I left out a piece. The rough basis in others was that if you're not out of davening mincha on Shabbos, so by definition, if you're davening mincha, you're not meeting the Kabbal Shabbos. I bet the Goyim say, you can daven mincha, what if the Goyim, they also know about those seven Shabbos. But the answer is, the entire assumption is wrong. It's not completely prohibited to daven mincha, to daven a week after one on Shabbos. The Gemara can grow up and fulfill it. We don't even have a three of him. Most of the stop dying. First, has to run and leave very early on Motsoi Shabbos. The Spalos show Motsoi Shabbos to Shabbos. You can daven the 18 brachos even before the sunset on Shabbos afternoon, daven mincha. So you see, it's not an absolute prohibition. It's not right, so it's the food. I went to the Kabbal Shabbos, the Pharisee, by entering Baruch Hu. No. By entering Baruch Hu, the Shulchan Aruch says, or cast by Allah, I said, Neiris, we're doing something with you. We know what you're doing there. Then you shouldn't have a mincha. It's nearer to Kabbal Shabbos. But if you just de facto, or even delay from the Kabbal to Sefer Shabbos, then you're still permitted to have a mincha. So that's what many posts I discovered. Say that it's mashman and shulchan aruch. So if you walk in the shul, and the shul is davening Kabbalah Shabbos or Myrus, who's davening Myrus? And once you enter Baruch Hu, you can't daven mincha anymore. So what do? You go to the back room and daven mincha. The question, how does that work? If you automatically must keep Shabbos de facto, because you follow the tzibah. It's also followed the same sin of Reish Sama Gimel. So the answer to the question is yes. Look, it's a malacha, you may not do malacha. But you can still daven mincha, that proves the point. But so with all this, we came up with a little more lenient than last time around as far as those seven times. They were very strict as far as the law was concerned. People cut it too close. Not that child used to steal over here, I didn't cut it so close. So I told them 5 minutes, I said, you're not going to get with your father's school, the 4 minutes was here. Don't come. Walk. Daven mincha, once you walk in, you arrive at such so late. You might as well daven mincha at all. Yeah. You admire it. Daven mincha. Oh. You daven mincha after Shabbat. You daven mincha after Shabbat. It's not Tuesday. You daven mincha after Shabbat. But the part of the answer is no. You have to daven twice. And I always say that you're not going to be able to finish davening mincha this month if you daven mincha twice. But now that I found that the Olin, it was Olin. 1,000 years old, not just now. So I would say that if it's a Shabbat Chag Gadol Ma'od, then perhaps it can be made as long as you begin the mincha before the Shia. Quarter to one is way
No, I'm saying, from again.
No, that's what they're
talking
the night. Though. No, the first half of the night, that's the bad half, I told you, that's the harsh half. Second half of the body is the night. No, that's a good idea. Bad time. Well, first of all, Shabbat Shabbat. What's the wrong with eating? What's the wrong with eating at the Shabbat? The only wrong with eating at the Shabbat is because you're eating for Abdallah. That's the truth. Even for Abdallah, if you haven't fulfilled Shabbat Shabbat, it's a famous Taz. He says, look, so this is very important. Piece of vegan for Abdallah. Not as significant as crucial as a nuke. It's only the Shabbat Shabbat. And not the Chatzir, the Chatzir Shalom. So in our shul, we always try very, very hard at Shabbat Mincha to finish the whole Mincha 5 minutes before here, that you have a chance to go down and wash. We try very hard. We also try very hard on Friday to finish the mincha before it should be also completely. So that we don't want to get involved with the Shiloh, which we are still going cooler. It's not only everyone accepts. So we try to finish that. We really try to finish 2 minutes before. I can't always succeed, but at least I touched the Chazit's problem. At least only one person has ever did this problem. Everybody else finishes it earlier. Yes, you do. Love of marriage is 18 minutes, 20 minutes before. Don't do anything. That's a home run. That's a home run. That's the I'm not against it, Pastor Sean. Don't mistake. That's not mandatory. another 13 minutes maximum. Really, should really stop 10 minutes before. The yeshiva brought for sure 10 minutes before. I tell the story that in camp, I have to look out the window 10 minutes before the shliach to get the lights off. And usually there's a salon to send the shliach to go turn them off. It's all about them along. A big pressure, so okay, for at least 5 minutes. Yes. Well, that's right. A woman is considered one of the matter of God, except for love, okay, the spirit of Kabbalah, the other way around. A man is not considered automatic of love, that's what Kabbalah is called, love, and Kabbalah adopted to be the top. Since it's a woman and a man. Correct. That's what it's called, makes Rebbe before. So, yeah. Yeah. Right. I love the scenarios on Yom Kippur. It's a long story. I talk about it, I think, last year, all right, between the series of Shurim, S-O-Y. Let's see, what else? Was that there? Yeah, I mentioned that a little bit. That's an important issue. And a Kiddush, I'm about to say, Yom Kippur. But, what do you do on Shabbos? Is that Yom Kippur? Right, that's the question. So, could be Yom Kippur also, it's only Yom Kippur too. You know, if it was not that way, could be it's true, because this is also January Shabbos. But the only question is what you do. If you use a candle, they'll say it's a fire hazard. Back to the old store. So use a bow. Use a dusting bow. Use a celeste maybe. Yes? Right. Well, there's a thing called Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter adjusted hours. So you have got that some stuff. Charles Mani is before, according to our custom, before Shkia. You're not supposed to daven Mincha after that time, and it's the same day daven Ma'ariv before the sunset. It's called the Tarti Desasri. There's a chart. Look at the chart. They figure it out. It's an hour and a quarter adjusted, about an hour and a half of the summertime, before the sunset. That's when you should daven Mincha before that time, and Ma'ariv after that time. Correct. You heard right. Yeah. There are those who make it very difficult, very, very schwer to make on time. I know. Very, very schwer. Very difficult. Very schwer. Yeah, yeah. Very schwer. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. No. No, there's something off. Sure not. Is your chiyuv gavra on the lugas neres? No. The passions, no. Although some say when you go to the home where you're going to someone's house, you mishtate b'pruta. You give them a penny. It's a good idea to do. Give them a penny. They want a chiyuv in your candles. Here, you can mishtate with $10,000 of dormitory fees. So as long as the dorm council's life fee, that I more than a pruta, it's a heavy penny. And the give mishtate with the passion. That's what the most happens in the dorm. Stop in a pussy by paying it to wish in the dorm. That's what I can even the Islamic schools and those who don't light candles in the dorm. If you go to someone else's private house, give them a penny. That's what, that would be the one way to do it. Are you clear to give the penny? Could be not. Could be a person who's still single, but his mother lights candles, and he's still considered a member of that household. That takes care of his fear of God. We discussed a great lesson we learned in Sefer Beis 3 years ago. And Hanukkah and Shabbos. Let's talk about that again. Yeah, there are different times on the problem. 7 hours different, there's a problem, I don't know. Yeah. Mile twice. Father took a mile twice. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Go to Shabbat. Yeah. Right. Right. Correct. Yes, sir. Oh, so a woman may make a tenai that she's not going to accept Shabbos with her halacha as her neighbor. I want to caution you, this week coming up, it's Yom Kippur. Many will make a big mistake. So the custom that women have when they light candles in Yom Kippur, they make a shech yonim. It's a questionable custom to begin with, but the women like to do it, okay. But Yom Kippur, they often do is they'll light candles, they'll make a shech yonim, they'll get in the car. Have in mind not to be a Kabbalah Yom Kippur. You get in the car and drive to shul. Don't need it. That's a terrible mistake because once you say Shechiyanu, you can't say Shechiyanu and still not to be a Kabbalah Yom Kippur. A. B. B, some of these ladies don't realize when they see the marvelous is later on, Shechianu. They say it a second time. So it's a real disaster. So even though they say Shechianu all year long on Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Hashanah, I recommend Yom Kippur, they shouldn't, for those two reasons. One, so they're forced to be in the Kabbalah, Yom Kippur, since they usually most people go to Shul Sanhedrin. War, but that's, you know, and B, it's in the mouth later, so they're in the mouth. So that's what I recommend, yes. That's a big discussion from Shulchanara. Some say yes, and some say no. The Rav says no, but some say maybe it's only after the Kabbalah Tanah, the Kabbalah Tzibu, we have force, or the Baruch, or the Tzila, the discussion. Yeah. Better be out. Better not. I'll tell you what's better not. The parish is in. Watch the sinner. What can I tell you? Better not for an obvious reason. The Gemara said the preferred time to say Shachiyanu is Al HaKaos, Kiddush. So a woman also makes Kiddush, or here's Kiddush to Joseph Andrew Hammond. She preferred that she should fulfill her Shachiyanu also Al HaKaos. This whole idea of Shachiyanu about the Sneir is a very questionable custom. If the Yaakov Avinu should cut out the whole thing completely, there's no babies. But women are very, they like it, you know. They want to make Shachiyanu themselves. So I don't start up. You know it's better Al HaKaos, but it's bigger than you can do the Afilu B'Shuk. So your candlelight is no worse than B'Shuk. But the preferred way is Al HaKaos. The irony is Yom Kippur when you can't say Al HaKaos, there's no coat. That's the one time when I say better you shouldn't do it, Al HaKaos, because of the problem of Tosefet. Yes, sir. Okay, grab all time. Let's go on. They're very important in Hagim of Yom Kippur, which you try to at least know that they exist because they're not kept. You try to wear white Yom Kippur, whatever that means. If you're married, you wear a kippur. Dominican is only if you're married. Dominican in most places. First year of the marriage. Somebody asked my question just yesterday. Someone that drove me home and I said, locally, I said, wear it. But the minute not to wear it, it looks like spice. I don't know. Best is to wear the kippur as soon as you're married. That's the minute we have. All right. Now, of course, you can't eat Yom Kippur. I'm going to these. You know, you can't eat Yom Kippur. You can't drink Yom Kippur. And to wear shoes, be careful. Some of the sneakers have leather in them. They shouldn't have any leather. Even a little bit of leather is a serious problem. Some of the makers, it's just for just a little... What are you here for? Just new sneakers with no leather. The old sneakers that they used to use. Not for heads. I don't know what they're old sneakers with no leather at all. Washing is prohibited. There's a lot of washing you have to go to the bathroom. So they are currently going to wash all the way to here. And there's a special break for the Kohanim. All the way they go from here. And also Sikhs also. I think that the deodorant is included in Sikhs. So that's supposed to last 24 hours, right? That's what they had commercials. They test them out. See if it works. Right. I think they're not going to work. Right? Bad. None of them work. No, but that's Usher anyway. On Kippur, it's Usher. Even the Pashas, even Usher. You don't know the harbor of Zuma, but it's someone else who's still asking him. Shout out to other tissue of the shout. But they look at the past. But on days, it's also true. But the young kid is someone else who's even the harbor of Zuma. The long story. Not for now. The long story. The town of the end of the town. It's a long story. Not for now. Nah. Like any other day. A kid shouldn't fast till he's 11. At 11, then they should start the fast. First fast coming up. Alright. Someone who's sick has to eat, then it's kosher that way. And if you're in doubt, you have to eat also. And if you have any questions before, try to be revived the questions before Yom Kippur. Don't wait until Yom Kippur itself. You can doctor them then. It says, pregnant women have to fast. Contrary to modern medical opinion, and it's got a new Yolola now that somebody's doctor. You can't fast, you're gonna have to be hydrated, you're gonna have a problem with the babies, or this, or that. So I said, what do you mean it's been fasting for thousands of years, and everyone comes out and says, it's fine, it's no problem. So if it's a woman in a particular condition, a lot of should to eat, but the doctor doesn't check with the road. It's not at all pregnant women across the board have to eat. It's ridiculous. Probably not mission. Say you can't eat liver, but okay. No, but all the medical research is because they're wrong. They're passing them, they all came out healthy.
Those people
are
eating
the blood
sauce, they
did.
No, they didn't. They did.
Seven, 8 years old. No, they did. They lived less. Anyway. Oh. Okay. Kippur Shul, the of called Nidre. Our custom is to take one degree in the future, not in the past. It's a modah for all future nigunim. It's a minig. Stay the nigun until night. Most shuls, the custom, they can't stay it so long, so they have an appeal with Russia. And make sure that they go for the night if you have an ashul. The ayishana adan in minig ha'ir, afilu ben nigunim, or with yutim. Some of them show, we said for the Ma'aril. It's a very frightening story in the Ma'aril. I really said he lost a daughter on one of those ones. And he didn't know what to blame it on. What a barrier. He was looking for Tzidik Hadin. Maybe because he changed him some minute, changed the digging or something like that. Very frightening. He shows the importance of staying with old and hugging. You know, and me, when I died for the yama, it's probably very hard to stay with the same exact same thing for year in and year out. Some people have a habit, I have a new MPG record out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's the other times of the year, but for Sunday and Kippur and in Shul, take the old and the good. All right. The problem is that during most of my Zohar and Konebi have been completely wrong. Completely, I mean, it's a non-sequitur. If you look at the average monitor, it says all the Zohar which I took from this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur. That's a total of zero, by definition. If you want to fix it up, you have to speak to experts in Dixbook, how to find a way how to get it to be in the future tense. That's the way that it should be done. What we have is really nonsense. It's all the nonsense took this coming year. I can't take this. Either way, I worked out with my Aramaic professor here in Yeshiva. Riverdale, you work out a way which I can say in the future, and with a little change, nobody knows the difference. So I basically do it, I say it's singular instead of plural. So we have it as, I'm not a great expert in that, can't go home with every day, the Kuda. Ours is Dindarna, the Stabana, the Frimna, Udasarna, Nashasana, the Yom Kippur, which we don't have. That is the Yom Kippur is there, and the Yom Kippur are both in the Tova. So that's how I do it. Nonsense. It doesn't make sense. So, I don't know. I won't say it. It's not a niggin. The niggin is the same niggin. I just make the words make sense. Nonsense. How is nonsense? So what I say is, did no bana, instead of, mishtabana, Uda Kharena, Uda Asarna, Al, that all works in the future as long as you make it singular. It's just a one form of Aramaic. But there, Al not sure eat. But of course the question is how do you get away with that? And everyone says not the son of the very simple. But lucky for the negative from Israel. You know how the negative from Israel goes, everyone chimes in for that word. Al-Sarna, Al-Sarna. So what I do is I just extend the shin. I put the thing in the Altana, Al Napsha, and everybody yells out, and I just say, eat. So no one even hears it. So that way, I don't make a public thing. I don't know it already. I've told a few times what I do. But it's not a, it's not so apparent. Ground out. Yeah. Baruch Shem says it's called Ramon Yom Kippur. This gets a Shabbat, so you say, by a Fulu, and the name Sheva, and you say, Melach HaKodesh, and the Kenneth of the Shabbos. There's no Avinu Malkeinu on except for and not minifah. Right, except not minifah, shopping before. Except for Ne'ilah, Ne'ilah. Okay, here's a very important thing which is a really serious problem. The Machaber says it's in the Kafre Shav, Hov l'kafir if you use the Shlitas Shachris, they're the Ma'ar of the Indian, she's followed Muslim for the Sheva Shav. What's Shlitas? Where's Shlitas? Who's Shlitas? So unfortunately, in most Nagzorim today, there's no Shlitas. It's a major mistake. Most do not print shlichus. It's a terrible thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says on this simon, it's a disaster. There's no shlichus. It's the couple of people are poor. First, the printers who didn't know what to print because they're totally different than Hagen. So if they used to write one line, still you still see something that says one line. Khan own shlichus. But I can't own the Chorach Mecha. After the Al-Aviyavu, Shabbos, and after the Teder Avoda. Most people even took that out. Nothing. Please read your omitted. Why? The Rav HaShulchan points the finger squarely at the Chazanim. The Chazanim was master of cantors and they sing fancy tunes. There's no time left. But they cut out the Shlita. Hashem Yerachem, Hashem Yerachem, or some kind of very, very terrible thing that they just leave them to cut out. So they, like, I can't tell you, unless they're rubbing the shul, but when I came to my shul, I was really well, the Chazal was very adamant about it. I said, you have to say Shlita from Kippur. So I wasn't the Chazal for the 2 years of Kippur, I was the Shana. So someone else who had a Chazal for Yom Kippur said to me, Rabbi, I can't do it. I don't know, it's a new thing. I don't know how. So the first 2 years, even though I was angry and upset, but what were we going to do? And he said, Shlita, my youth also never said Shlita. So in Yeshiva, some years, now you know, they say Shlita, I think they do say it now. But they did, and they stopped, and that just has a whole history. But then a few years later, this father went in Aliyah, and they asked me to be the Bumble for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur. I said, but now I made two conditions, though. Two conditions. One, I don't have to speak Yisrael. The Yitzchak appeal was put in together with the Kolidrei and make it hackle back on people. And the second issue was that it says, Sleep with Shachris, Muslim religion. I was in the driver's seat, immediately, as about Karachim Yan Ami. So since then, the last 18, 17 years, though, we're saying, say five times Vayavar, different than Hagim, it's quoted in the Rush. How many Vayavars you say? 5, 4, 3, 7, 6, 5, 13, 13, 11, 12. Different than custom, but I call problem. So we say five Vayavar Shachris, Muslim and Minimum. Yeah, Vayavar is five. Vayavar has the right custom. They're all six, five.
So if
a person has an opportunity to introduce this, either they come to Rav in the shul one day, or that the Balabas and the Lushul is established, and they often do it without making a big much like it, sometimes it's worth introducing. That's the Iker Vina of the Iker Vada of Yisrael Midas. That's all you saw in Dabbing Yom Kippur. The Bissit, Shachris, Muslim, and Minnesota. Terrible thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. I don't know. What about the Minnesota? Whatever it is in the mouth, what we don't say? Yeah. You don't say that. You don't say it. I don't know. Whatever you follow the mouth, this is either not such, not so, okay. The Muslim almost shot Seder Avoda. Very important for Avoda. Seder Avoda is a critical thing. So the whole center of Muslims is Seder Avoda. Unfortunately, many shuls, by that time everyone's tired, the Chaz is tired, the Erlum is tired, everyone's tired. They sort of swallow it up. It's not right. The Rav, the Chaz, always insisted that it should be said, it should be said out loud, it shouldn't just be said alone. The Chaz is everything out loud. It doesn't be out loud at the count. So even though it's hard for me, it's what I do. Yeah, they say it along with me, but I say it out loud, even though by that time, the whole thing, that's the whole thing. I know what happened was, counted everything up here in Shimon Shef, but it is the fact that it's anything in the row. And since that time, it is thought that I've all out loud from Amit Torah, the first line to the last line. I said, I don't think that Rosh Hashanah meant that. That's all about this. Nothing. Amit Torah is about Riyah Shemayim Ba'aretz, Kain Adam Marishan, what else is there? Tevat Noah. It's about Rovitz Ben Yankov and Levi, and it starts building up. That's ancient history. Don't say that out loud. Change your voice. You always have to say that. I don't even think it's talking about the 7 days before. Don't say that out loud. That's not true. I wrote a certificate. I mean, to tell you, I thought, I was the letter, I think, Ayin. It's closing out the RFA's order. The letter Ayin. Thought that's what I said. I voted for the young star. From Ayin, when it starts with the so I voted for Yahoo. Also the strong dash, and I think something like that. That's the, for the start, that's ready to begin the day's work. That's why I start saying out loud. And I go till the beginning of the talk. The teammates, how's it go? Bamesh, Zilo, the Kizushin, and so. That's it, finished. Then it goes on, weiter, how you had a youngster, and it is, and it is, and it is, and I look. Give me a break, I can't talk anymore. So that's, so I don't do those, that's why I don't want to recommend that either. When you say out loud, there are a few important things to know. Number one, there are a few mistakes in the Seder Alot. So again, the Chayala has about 10 mistakes. Principally in the Chayala. And when I was the first down for the first time, when I was 17 years ago, so I said, look, the Chayala is probably right. They have to say, I made all the changes in my master. Then I said, how can it be? Like you said, how can the master be wrong? So I tried to be the Yash of the master as much as I possibly could. So I don't make all the shenanigans that he does in the Seder Alot stuff, and I can talk about it last year maybe. I think that's even a character, so the Seder Alot is okay. But there are a number of mistakes. One is, in one place, such as a typo, where the order of the velos and the kiddush, putting on the garment and washing of the hand, according to one version, it's backwards. It's a mistake. I looked it up in the old Mamakovas, it was a mistake. It said about Kodesh, and they made the Kidesh out of it. It's supposed to be a typo of one change. Then there's another serious problem. It says, that's a very serious problem. It says, Shebal Tahoro, the Kron of Arba. See, the poet, don't forget. You look at the shin. If you do seven times on the center of the bear, and then on the four corners of the bear, that's against the puzzle. That's against the puzzle. It's got against the puzzle that refers to the four corners. And then you do the seven on the top of the bear, which is the empty lift of the blood. So you either can change one of two ways. You want to put a shin, you say, Shebal Tahoro, upgrade the Kron of Arba. And then that's the wall says, just turn around, say, without the shin. It's one of Abba, Mishav HaPaharo. And you can't become the liar from the Kodakor. Who's having today, Lichas, I don't know about the 1 o'clock, but who's having this morning? Lou, did you change something? You didn't change something, you were a liar. Not much a liar, I hate to say, you were not much a liar if you didn't change something. If you're having 4 to 1, then you're telling the truth. It says the favorite there, Kamsi Kodem Alot HaShachar. Today, Lichas. I left it out. I said, you're lying for your Kodesh Baruch Hu. I didn't get up at all on the Shachar. I wasn't fast asleep at all on the Shachar. To you. Also, Shachar 20 after 5. I mean, really early for the Shachar. Why not for the Shachar? Like it's quoted in Rosh Yom Kippur. By Nila. We say, Hayom Yifneh. Hashemesh Yavo V'Yifneh. Says the Mishnah Brura. If the sun set already, it changes. Hayom Pona, Hashem is well, probably large of those. One more thing is missing in the Seder Alot. The Kaf Hayamone. Achas, Achas, Yachas. That was said, that was done in the Beit Hamikdash and the Kippur, a total of 4 times. It appears in the Mazda, most Mazda are 2, some 3. 4, questions. That's the Mishnah 4 times. It was too lazy to put it in. You should really rather say it 4 times. And a few other maybe small things that the Chayyim points out. But again, I was miyach in most of them. I don't make all those changes anymore. Okay. Yeah. That's it with Yom Kippur. The Eilah should be done. Oh yeah. Another Eitzah for you. I remember when I grew up, always fight every Yom Kippur in Shibur. When should we have a minhag? Every year of the fight. I didn't think about it in advance. Whenever they finished most stuff, we'd have a minhag. And it was always late. They'd have to rush through it. It was terrible. Well, by my shul, it's printed in advance when we're starting minhag. It's irrelevant. It's about minhag at a certain time. It's time from year to year. And we know when I aim to finish minhag, I aim to finish nila. And within 5 minutes, we're usually basically on target. So that's an important thing to have minhag printed and known in advance to get what minhag is going to be. Otherwise, it really is not so good. Whatever it is, you know your taste, whatever it may be. Okay. After Yom Kippur, the youngsters, some Shabbos, some Shabbos Sukkah, the Goyim learn the Sefer Sukkah every day. And his mother is done at that time, that's all minute. Okay, we'll stop here, and all right, good question, you have. Ceremony. You don't go to them. You hide from them. Yeah, that's true. But draw.
You wouldn't draw.
Rabbi Yisrael Salanta has a famous Methuda. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that you say something wrong to somebody, he doesn't even know about it, realize it. And by your going over to ask him for Mechila, what you do? Then what I did is, what? You did this, you fucker. He goes to bring my father, I'm done with my. He said, then you're not prepared to go, don't tell him that. But it's going to make things worse. Yeah, you hope he can steal his act and his mother. Because that's an important thing to say. Yes. Yeah. It is important that Rabbeinu Dovid and Al Sugya. Talking about the issue of the fear of a Socher to do B'dikas Chametz. See from here, says Rabbeinu Dovid, that the obligation to do B'dikas Chametz exists even though the Chizal HaKamon, the Sugya and the Yud Gimel HaMad Aleph, which I asked you to look there a little bit. Let's take a look at the Yud Gimel HaMad Aleph. What does it say there? Say I'm now ending up the Mount of Tenders here. So, well, the last 2 lines, we have a flashback from earlier, the current. What's in the Yud Gimel HaMad Aleph? Ma'is of Yodom. Effort, if it exists here, Malaya Chametz, it's a Yochel Chametz call. You didn't know what was there? Natavua Akborim. Okay? It was, then what should he do? Malaya Chametz, Mavatsis Viyote, Ubalat Ner Ebi, Sharishon Alam Allah, I'm paying Shni, I'm paying Shni, I'm paying Levi, I'm paying Chavish, I'm paying Chavish, I'm paying Chavish, I'm paying to Bezin, the name Hashavas Avedor. That's pretty good. Most one to Bezin, the name Hashavas Avedor. That's pretty much. That's pretty much. So the Rabbein David said that the same thing often happened over there, but Yochanan Pasikra was another indication. This being that if a person is a Nifgad, you have to eliminate the comment, even though there's no violation of by Roy or by your mother. Now it's against the pre-fodder. The father said there's no by Roy by your mother. The Nifgad is not obligated to burn the chametz. His only obligation is to try to sell the chametz. Proof? Because the Gemara that you give Ramadan says only according to the Shimon ben Gamliel is in it that you sell the chametz. But according to Tana Kama, you don't touch it. You don't touch it. We don't have to touch it. That's exactly why the Rif and the Rambam quoted this halacha of Chametz in a case of Matzah, etc., etc. Not a little Chametz in Matzah, but in the country, a little bit She'ela. Because the Mishpat, that's where it's called, not primarily. The truth of the matter is, this is what now, Rabbeinu David, who said that there's no Ba'ira, Ba'ira, say, in this circumstance, even if she talks to the very beginning of the Sugya, that there's no Ba'ira, Ba'ira, say, because you'll pass like the Ramban and the Mechilta. That if I have Chametz in your house, so you're not over, and I'm not over Ba'ira, Ba'ira. That's what the Rabbeinu David says. So that the tour was the tour old. That the market is over by all of us, like as part of the rush. And the chilta needs something else, which we'll get to later on. Then, obviously, the nifgad must burn the chametz. You know why? We discussed already the last week or week before. To save whom? To save the market. Shabbat Aveda, and Shabbat Aveda applies to money, it certainly applies to Eastern Surim. But Aveda is not show. Mamona. Again, remember we have the grub, the grub, that the distance of Solomon's by Yoruba, by Yoruba, he's taking his own skin. Before they're all talking, whose skin is he taking? He's taking the Matkin skin. That's also a very important thing to do. Even though I think it's so the McCall kind of gets to the act again here as well. He says, no. Wrong shot in the Gemara. Completely wrong shot in the Gemara. Mekor Chaim, do you have the right to sell it in time? before it became Asr. Once it became Asr and it's Vayiro, everyone would agree that you're required to burn it. That's a very important machlokas over here. Big time machlokas. A big time machlokas. But, of course, despite the Kohain said, if you look at the Rabbeinu David seems to say that, did it again that same line again. Came Yilmo, she is straw, she is getting from Avera, come and hit the double the barrel, half of Pisha Minadin, ain't a whole world of Meyaka Shena Chayim, back where you so. He says, I know this is going to be off in the Chakuka, Kidul the Kamon. What is he saying over here? Again, so what do Rabbi Medavid say? That, in fact, you have to burn it. That's what Rabbi Medavid said. That's what the Kol Chaim says the Maskana as well. And the question is, the Kifarit said not that way. Again, it's Chazir. The Kifarit said that you're teaching the Gemara not that way. If one's an accommodator of Shimon Gamliel, you just leave the Chametz there. You just leave the Chametz there. You don't touch it. Despite the Kohain says, as we look at the Rabbeinu David seems to say that, did it again, that same line again. Came Yilmo, she is straw, she is getting from Havera, come and hit the double the barrel, half of Pisha Minadin, ain't a whole world of Meyach HaShem HaKayim back where you so. He says, I know this is going to be off in the Chakukha, Kizul HaKamon. What is he saying over here? Again, so what did Rabbi Medavid say? That, in fact, you have to burn it. That's what Rabbi Medavid said. That's what the Kol Chaim says the Maskana as well. And the question is, the Kifarit said not that way. Again, it's Chazir. Kifarit said that you're teaching the Gemara not that way. If one's an accommodator of Shimon Gamliel, you just leave the Chametz there. You just leave the Chametz there. You don't touch it. You don't touch it. So, if you don't touch it, why is Socher different? Why by Socher must you get rid of the Chametz? You see that you have to burn even if there's no Bayi or Bayi Matzah. Maybe you'll learn Pshat in the Gemara of Socher. We discussed a little bit yesterday. Day before, whatever it is. Something earlier this week. Maram Chalava on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Kiras Bag. Look at this. Look at what he says. Tikatana Kama. Hama Filu Abudim and Moi Gavan. Kastaka Dida. Listen carefully. The below Kibal Alava Kriyasu. Yeah? He wasn't a Kabbalah Kriyas. Below Ha'avra Leva Bayer Ova Bayer Matze. It's the fair that the three colors. Black and white. He's a Rishon. One of the seductions is at the same time as the Ran and the Rivash. Wow. Yeah, so not just the Father said something and the Prophet says it's possible to get seven. But then again, the reason I can. Yeah. So I got that up to below Kibel Alea Kriyasu. Below Ha'avra Leva Bayer Ova Bayer Matze. Obviously going to start thinking about Allah Yigab and me. Ever. The Kochayim must tell you give enemies until when? Until the sixth hour. Then I call him to the hour for sure. So the Kochayim must come. But with all due respect to the Kochayim, he had no way of knowing, and that wasn't printed in his day. He's against the Mephurisha, Maram Salah. Great. He said, well, you give enemies, you never touch him. He's not going to be called his name, Shah. Oh, Taka, the Havim, you shouldn't touch it, Taka. What? The below, Kibbal Alava Kriyasu. Yeah? He wasn't a Kabbalah Kriyasu. Below, Ha'avra, Leva, Bayer, Ova, Bayer, Matze. It's the fair that the three colors. Black and white. He's a Rishon. One of the seductions is at the same time as the Ran and the Rivash. Wow. So that's just something, like, you thought I said something, and the program says it's possible to get service. I mean, again, the reason I can, yeah. So I can buy that the below, keep it all the way up, right, so below, or over all the way, or over all the way, obviously, there's something in the world, you give me, ever. So because I have not tell you give me until when, until the 6th hour, then I call the super hour for sure. So the Kalchayim of Shad, with all due respect to the Kalchayim, he had no way of knowing, that wasn't printed in his day, he's against the Mefurisha, Maram Salah, first. He said, well, you get on it, you never touch it. He's not going to be called Shad. So what's Taka, the Havamina, he shouldn't touch it, Taka, what's the Havamina, is it an Abbas by Rabbi Yamar say, well, another thing is Bilba Zabni Yulagoy. I feel this is a bonus. Like, the biggest thing is going to be that there are bonus that there are Chalaba. And maybe there's no issue. Because maybe the Jews in Chicago stole in Chicago to Bilgoy. So it's like a stuff again that there are bonus that could be. So there, but the half thing it was, let it be. What's the map going to talk about? Comes to come into the cloud. And stuff make most of the day by that. You know, it's a Rabbana, whatever. We try very hard to eliminate all comments. Therefore, the Masana, you do have to get rid of it. But the Havamina was, believe it. Because after all, there's most of the Rabbana, and he may have told it in his place. So you see, Clark, in his whole presentation, given Chaz Masugya, according to one opinion in the Gemara, you actually leave it there. Not just leave it there until 11 o'clock in the morning. You leave it there straight to Pesach. Mamet, the Seras, I just rethought it. Okay? Against the Rabbeinu Dovid and against the Torah. Is that my fault? Is this my fault? Not the first time on this Nekuda. Okay. Is that my fault? Yeah. Okay. With this, I want to now begin probably the last phase of the sugya, which is Shad from the Gemara puzzle. Maybe we should have discussed at the very beginning, the first thing of the sugya. How does the sugya begin? We're finally finished the sugya today. Read that. Finally finished. How does the Gemara begin? First line, first word of that. Violated. First words in the sugya. Vominei of Meir Nachem Bayitzel. Hamas Kirbayis Mechaveo Be'avo Oso. So how do we remember? Let's think about the first time. Shall we translate it? Someone who rented out a house on the 14th of Nisan. Who disagrees? Well, the Ron said it to me. The Ron says that's ridiculous. It's an impossibility. It can't be that the rental took place on the 14th of this. That's completely impossible. Why is it completely impossible? Because the Gemara, the Ron, the key is handed over here, the key is handed over there. What? Did they hand over the key before the rental? I mean, that's crazy. Obviously, says the Ron, the Shad is about a mask, your bias, and a very, yes, one word. What's the word? The Zoref Yudal. Now, that's adding in a word. That's not found in the word. The Ron took it upon himself to, in effect, add a word, because otherwise, says the Gemara, makes absolutely no sense. Oh. I respect the Chos Yankiv. It's a front knowledge. You look at the person. Chos is out. What does it say? Just remember, you learned about it more 2 weeks ago. What does it say, Chosal? Alamaski lived up in the community day, who aimed before a Shatan. Okay, with Shalohu. Made out of Yom Levato Elohu. Kai Lizzo. You can't have mind up and not for the Chaveo be a Dalit. Afilu be you Gimel Yitzchayim. Hamaski may I time a Lizzo. You get the impression from Tosmith that be a Dalit means what? Be a Dalit. Maske be a Gimel, everyone agrees a lot, sure. It's a soldier's obligation. The floor touches against this. But the Chos Yakim, the first couple of times, the first knowledge. Ah, that's in the Hava, but in the Maske Gona, it's a function of the key. And even though the rental, formal rental transpired for your Gimel, as Iran said, Iran is right, nevertheless, if there's no access until the key is handed over later, middle of the 14th, the master will still remain with the obligation. But the
So although the formal rental, the contract was signed on the Yom Gimel, you hand over the kiyas to the Dalit, so the Maskir remains the kiyas. That's what the Chos Yaakov says. He likes to run. He likes to run. The Bach, they have to see things to run, is completely erroneous. Completely wrong. Very good. You don't love it for a Bach. The Rana is completely wrong. First of all, the lesson of the Gemara is right. I got to admit, a Maskir Chabayas Chaver be your dollar to be just give the Torah to your dollar. I mean, that's creative interpretation. That's a simple shot. Out. Bay. The next stick of the Gemara. We didn't study that today. I don't know if it's on yesterday's Mount of Thomas. By the way, did anyone finish yesterday's Mount of Thomas yet? Can we finish it? Oh, tomorrow the morning. Okay? Good. The next stick of the Gemara. Vomenei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amas kir bayis l'chaver v'yarvotov. Amas kir bayis l'chaver v'yarvotov. Es kosov bodov. Or not es kosov bodov. Huh? You doubt me to give him? That's ridiculous. Every outfit is given, everyone knows the name of Kosov Bodov. So obviously the next stick of the Gemara, when it says, you doubt, what does it mean? On your dollar. So do you think, oh, who give that to? It means your dollar literally over there. For the previous Gemara, also means your dollar in the literal sense. Therefore, the Bach says, no. The rent was the place on the 14th. So that's the attached rent. The rent was the place on the 14th. How do you have the key? For the rental. Good question. They made it, look. They made what he called a piece of dummy. You know, rental will happen in a square. You have to sit down and negotiate for it. But what do you want? I want $1,000 a month. I'll give you 800. Then he must do the bedika. If he does matzeh and it hasn't yet been a kinyan shtar, he also has to do the bedika. So footnote 75 has to say, it says, Cain, Haven, Abbas, right? Simon Abba Zayn, Simon Abba Maskir, Bedas, and Persis. See later. We don't know. I'm not going to tell you the four shittas that are going to be, except for the, we'll see. You know what they are, but what name is to attach to them are very tricky. The one name we know we will call it the Bach. We know what the Bach says. Quote, either or is Makayim the Stochas of the B'dikim. Either the contract, or Ketzer the Madaka, or the Sirit Mapet before the Zman Kiyiv HaB'dikim for all our brothers. That's Shita Ta HaB'dikim. Shoyim. What about the Rosh? What is the Rosh? The Rosh is the inside. Okay. The Rosh has a Rosh. Turn to the Rosh, please. Let's see what he says. Officially, it's mine for the next 3 years for my use. But you are on the key, I think it is.
I have the key without the key.
What? Not either or, but rather what? Both. You have to have both. You have to have a Kenyan, Kastaba Hazaka, plus the Sira Mansea. If you're missing either one of them, then it's absolutely no key on the soccer. Yes. If I sign the lease, you sign the dotted line, but officially it's mine for the next 3 years for my use. But you are on the key, I think it is.
If I have the key without the key, there.
What? Yeah, that. There's a summit. I'm not clear. He's not clear if he can't use that. He's not clear. He's not clear. He also knows I have a key. Big deal, I have a key. I have access, but. His comments and it's his apartment that I haven't rented yet officially. Again, I'm out of time. This is taking us a long time. Now, how long are we on this study already? I think weeks. No, it's too long. What can I do? You know? It's too long. We're finishing up. We're finished. We're turning the pages.
What did it say?
Give me some monster on our potato. Okay. If you come and they have to talk out the key for all our offer, he's tired to do the particular
know what? Low Hasidic. Even low Hasidic. But clearly against the Bach. Okay, against the Ron. For the Bach Babuna dancer. Posted against the Ron. Posted against the Ron. So must be held like me. Just because the post is against the Ron, Rabbi Bach, doesn't mean he holds like you. So there could be a different opinion. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. The Bach adds the word between the lines of post and claim. But according to post, it would be the same. It was Kona Bechazaka without the affair. Come the Chos Yankim and the Chos Bein says, Bach, what are you talking about? Oh, it's never said that. Never said it at all. He's right. He's never said it. He said the corner post and the strata, there's no difference. Kana or love strata. It's purely a function of what? And there's no kinyan at all. And now something came, as you might have thought at the beginning of the field of what? Of mezuzah. Wow. Sounds like important to the mezuzah, but the bar, even the mascara. Once you have a key, you are considered as the fact that you are what? You are living there. That's considered dar, chomesh hadar. When it comes to chomesh, then there's no, we can't bring any proof, because chomesh is different, it depends upon the dar so much. That's how he seems to be going. The truth of the matter is, remember we had a chok yaka before, we want a chok yaka saying that the mascona only in the hamadina. We'll look at the whole story. The mascona, it all depends upon the key, right? At the beginning they thought it depends upon with the kona and not kona, and mezuzah too. The mascona depends upon the key. But the bath didn't hold our way, because the bath didn't take the things in the floor between the hamadina and the mascona. Remember? That was the chok yaka who was refuting the bath. The bath made a kugel. Like I use that expression. The bath made a kugel of this tells with this tells. Oh, you see? This tells it says kikra. This tells it says not that. One party to the other. That's the whole issue. And it's only with respect to that issue that the Gemara brings the proof from one to the other. In other words, the Gemara thought that the Zuda is Chomet Abayit. So it's Chomet Abayit. That means who's obligated initially? Who? The Masjid. Now when someone rents it and moves in, it changes from who to who? For the Masjid to the Socher. Thinks the Gemara, oh, he is the change. So who are the now to change what? With respect to what? So who? Who could you get from it? From the mask to the soul. Why is it a cup? Mr. Kent.
back to that issue of the Gemara bring the proof from one to the other. In other words, the Gemara thought that the Zuda is Chomet Abayit. So it's Chomet Abayit, that means who's obligated initially who? The Masjid. Now when someone rents it and moves in, it changes from who to who? From the Masjid to the Soker. Thinks the Gemara, oh, he is the for the Masjid to the Soker in the Zuda. So who are they now need to change what? With respect to what? To who? To who the Digger Chomet? From the Masjid to the Soker. Was it enough? This is can't change. Here doesn't change. When it comes to mezuzah, it's completely on the Soker. Why? Because it's Chomet Adar. The Masjid is nobody. Nothing. And Tosfos explains a little bit more. Somebody says a little bit by themselves. Kloma. Afilu lo haya maskira. Haya yachol ipotem in mezuzah. Shelo haya dar mishtamash abayim. In other words, when it comes to mezuzah, the reason why the fear can change is because it's in the hands of the original party to cancel that against very easily. How? What do you give it? I'll give you $10,000. That's a fourth sum, and he bought it 25 years ago in the neighborhood, which was good. It was $100,000. $10,000 is nothing. Don't make a deal. What's not going to happen? You want the band? There's a lot of houses like that. The band. So someone offers $10,000. We'll take it. You have to go back out and pay something. Go check the phone. Right. So they can be a key of the Zika's comment with no inhabitants. But they can't be a key of the Zika with no inhabitants. That's the fundamental issue. The back of the kugel, the top and the bottom, neither one good.
Now,
down there in the economy. You own a house. You have to predict something. And going to a day after first, right? You have to do later on in the month. And the FBI has to do a prediction. Yeah, I am in a bad neighborhood and no Jews are living there. You're not going to live there. I do a lot of work. You want to get out of it? I think you want to get out of it. Both two bits. Both